On a Wednesday, it's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM, and we'll go right to it with Paul Costanzo, and we'll talk some college football. I know it's midweek, but let's flash back for just a second and talk about what was in the air in our state this weekend that kickers couldn't kick field goals, in particular Matt Coughlin for Michigan State. So is this a fluke loss for the Spartans? Because normally he makes his field goals. Or did Arizona State win this game because they were better than Michigan State?
I don't think Arizona State's better than Michigan State. I wouldn't go that far. And I don't know if it's a full fluke loss. Probably somewhere in the middle of that, though. Where I think if those two teams played each other 10 times, State probably wins 7, maybe 8. They just, shot themselves in the foot quite a bit. The offense, I understand that they moved the ball and put up some yardage. I think they had 5.5 yards per play, which is pretty good, obviously. But still, issues finishing, which is troublesome. When, you know, your offense has had a lot of trouble finishing or doing anything for the past year. So that's up. And then that last second field goal, why a fire drill field goal in that situation? It does not make any sense to me. And then to get 12 guys out on the field, I understand, that happens when you run the fire drill field goal sometimes. Things get messed up. That's why you don't do it. But, yikes. Disheartening, I think, more than anything for Michigan State. On that one. And I don't think the fact that they are probably better than Arizona State soothes any feeling.
You know, and again, the defense, the defense did their job. I know they gave up a last-minute touchdown, but that's the only touchdown they gave up all day. And again, I wonder, are they going to be able to score enough at Northwestern to get a big road win this week?
I mean, that's the question, right? I mean, Northwestern's offense has been, flat out bad so far this season. So they're going to struggle to score. Can Michigan State score enough? And really, it's against themselves, I feel like. It's can they overcome their own mistakes, their own ineptitude at times, to score enough points to make it comfortable where a fluke play here or there doesn't decide the game? Because when you can't score, even if you have a defense that's as good as theirs, that's what you're living on, that razor thin margin where a fluke play can decide the game in the other way. And that's not a good way to live.
All right. So let's just hypothetically say I had $1 million.
Okay.
Should I take the Charlotte 49ers plus 28, or am I still going to lose my $1 million to Clemson?
Plus 28?
Plus 28 for Charlotte this week.
No, I would not. No. 28 points, that's not enough. That line's only 28?
Only 28 right now. It's early in the week.
Did Trevor Lawrence get hurt? We didn't hear about it. What happened?
So how far ahead? All right, you got Clemson and Bama at 1-2. How far ahead are they from Georgia and LSU, the 3-4 teams?
I think there's a gap. And I think it's as much as with anything, it's what we've seen them do in the past, and the championships and how they just kind of trade it back and forth. They're a clear top tier, those two. Georgia's been very close to Alabama a couple times. Like, they've got it deep into the fourth quarter, even in overtime 2 years ago. But they're just not, until they win that game, you can't put them there. I still think that there is a gap between the top two and then the rest. And there's probably, a Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State grouping right there. And then I might put another little gap to the rest. But there's definitely a gap.
All right. Which game interests you more this week? Number 8, Auburn at number 17, Texas A&M. Or number 11, Michigan at number 14, Wisconsin?
For me, just regionally, it's Michigan at Wisconsin. I think we can learn more from that one, for what to expect going forward. Auburn A&M is going to be a fun game. I have no doubt about that. I think that that's going to be a good one. You get to see Bo Nix on the road So how does he handle that environment? I mean, he's a true freshman, obviously did really well in a big game early in the season against Oregon. But for Michigan, Wisconsin, hey, that's going to tell us a lot about both of those teams, because Michigan struggled through those first 2 weeks. I mean, Tennessee State, they beat them handily, but it was still shaky at times. And, of course, the Army game, we talked about it at length last week, was incredibly shaky all the way through. And Wisconsin has not, like, they've barely played a scrimmage through the first 2 weeks. And I say that knowing full well that my alma mater, Central Michigan, was one of their victims. So I think that we're going to learn a lot about both of those teams this week. So that is the one that definitely intrigues me the most.
What's more important for Michigan this week, their defense or their offense?
Oh, boy, that's a great question.
Because they are going to have to score to win. I mean, even at their defense, I'm thinking a good game at Wisconsin is holding the Badgers to 28, holding them under 30. So you're off. You figure you got to go in and score at least 31 points to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they test Cone, the quarterback for Wisconsin. Jonathan Taylor, probably the best running back in the country. I said probably. I probably didn't need to say probably. He's amazing. And so, yeah, you just kind of expect he's going to get some things occasionally, especially Michigan, like where they're weakest on defense is probably right at the middle, defensive tackle, middle linebacker. Their offense, though, is, I think, coming in the biggest question mark, right? Because we have not seen it do what it was promised to do yet. So, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think that the offense is the most important part for them coming into this weekend.
Speaking of scrimmages, who the heck did Notre Dame play?
New Mexico, which, yes, that's what it was.
they scored, like, what, 66? Something like that?
66 points, yeah. It's nice. You know, as a Notre Dame fan, you don't get many games where you can just kind of relax, like starting in the middle of the second quarter. they tend to play bad opponents closer than they should. They did not do that on Saturday, which is good. I mean, they needed some confidence. They needed to show that they could, you know, get some of their weapons the ball in space, because obviously this week is their biggest test of the season. And, you know, this was always going to be the week. So to look good, at least going into the Georgia game, was big for them.
I mean, I can't remember a game like that since when I was much younger than I am now, and Lou Holtz took heat because they were in like the third quarter and he started taking knees just because the other team could not stop them.
Yeah, I think it's the most points that they've scored since 77 and the most points in a home opener since like the 40s or 50s or something crazy. Yeah, we haven't seen that from Notre Dame. I mean, New Mexico, let's be real, that is not a very good opponent that they were playing Saturday. So, yeah, it was. We'll take it with a grain of salt.
There you go. You got anything else for us?
Yeah, I did want to say just real quick while I am on the air that our tickets for the Program Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony are on sale. And I know this is not my college football part, but
that's fine.
You can get them at McMoran Arena. They are $50 this year, and you do have to pay with cash or check. Like, they aren't taking credit cards for them. So people can pick those up. We've got six individual inductees, Adam Roach, Adam Kring, Christy Lashbrook, Troy Burrell, Rod Shaw, and Jim Burnell. And then our team is the 1990-91 Port Huron Northern Boys basketball team. So we're excited about this class. I think it's a really good class, a nice mixture of some young and older. So we think it's going to be a fun night there at the SC4 Fieldhouse.
Perfect. And it's the perfect venue for the event as well. So
yeah, we tried it out last year for the first time there, and it's great. So October 12th is the date. Tickets, like I said, on sale now at McMoran, $50. And you have to buy them by October 5th, so make sure to get them.
All right, perfect. Good. I'm glad I asked you that question, because I didn't know that
yeah,
information
so
yet.
Yeah, well, good there stuff. It is. Now it's out there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
All right. There's Paul Costanzo, as always, talking a little college football with us here on the show today. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in a moment.